This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The Senate has rejected both articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports the impeachment trial only lasted a couple of hours.
The articles brought by House Republicans in February charged Mayorkas with willfully ignoring the law and breaching the public's trust. Republicans argue Mayorkas is refusing to enforce immigration laws. Democrats call the opposition a policy dispute and say it doesn't rise to high crimes and misdemeanors. Senators voted to kill both articles, largely along partisan lines. Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski voted present on the first article. Republicans are eager to put border security front and center during this election year. President Biden's handling of the U.S.-Mexico border remains a weak spot politically for him, according to recent public opinion polls. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, the Capitol.
The U.S. Supreme Court has issued a decision that will make it easier for workers to bring employment discrimination suits over work transfers. NPR's Nina Totenberg has more.
By a unanimous vote, the court ruled in favor of a St. Louis police sergeant who claimed that her sex was the reason she was transferred out of a prestigious job that she'd held in the intelligence division for 9 years. A federal appeals court ruled that she'd not suffered a significant or material injury because she could show no diminution in rank, salary, or benefits. The Supreme Court disagreed, declaring that the sergeant and other transferred employees should prevail if they can show some harm. Here, the sergeant claimed that while she had regular weekday hours in her old job, she now was required to work nights and weekends, that the work was largely administrative compared to her old job, and that in the new job, she no longer was assigned to a car she could take home. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
A drug that's used to treat rare diseases continues to be scarce because of an ongoing shortage. NPR's Sydney Lupkin reports a health insurance hurdle is making the situation even more difficult for patients and their doctors.
A growth hormone called Norditropin went into short supply in 2022. As people switched to other brands, those went into shortage too. It's been a nightmare for parents that's been made worse thanks to an extra step required by insurance companies to cut costs. It's called prior authorization. Here's Hillary Hall, whose son needs the drug for a rare genetic condition.
I'll get it 1 month, and then they're like, oh, well, we're out of that pen now. Now we need a new prescription and a new pre-authorization. And I'm like, great. Unfortunately, that's not an overnight process. It's like a couple-week thing.
The drug maker expects the shortages to drag on at least a few more months. Sydney Lupkin, NPR News.
This is NPR. LeBron James will be part of another dream team at the Summer Olympics. USA Basketball has announced the NBA icon will join 11 other superstars, including Los Angeles Lakers teammate Anthony Davis, the Golden State Warriors' Stephen Curry, and Kevin Durant of the Phoenix Suns. Saltwater recreational fishing is a big part of Florida's tourist economy. NPR's Greg Allen reports on a campaign by wildlife officials to help ensure fish that are caught and released survive.
People who fish in Florida and in federal waters are now required to have special gear on board to help ensure fish caught in deep water survive. Long needles are used to pierce the fish's swim bladder, releasing the pressure. But University of Florida marine fisheries specialist Angela Collins says it's important then to get the fish back down to the bottom using a special weight called a descending tool.
This just shoots them down really fast. You clip it around the fish's lip, and it's closed until this gets to 100 feet, and it pops open, and that just basically lets the fish swim off.
Regulations on seasons and the species that can be taken mean that more than half of the fish caught in a typical offshore fishing trip are returned to the water. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Officials in Japan reported a magnitude 6.4 earthquake in the south of the country today. No major injuries or severe damage has been reported. Stocks closed lower on Wall Street today. The Dow was down 45 points. The Nasdaq fell 181. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.